Welcome to Last Save Loaded, Season 3, Episode 29. Good evening, good morning, good day, whatever time of day you're listening to this beautiful podcast by these two beautiful men, myself included, of course, and myself, it being Colm Sheridan, just in case you didn't recognise the croaky Irish rough voice. And joining me, as usual, is my very posh, well-spoken, grammatically correct, Justin, I'm always right, Smith. Good evening, Justin. How are you today?
Good evening, sir. I am wonderful. It is another time on our ever changing 24 hours of can we record every given day of the week and time of the day. And
yeah,
we're rocking and rolling. Finished work early on account of only got to take my lunch at 2:30.
Wow. Okay.
And at that point, I called my manager and went, do you want me to take an hour for lunch or do you want me to take 30 minutes and then just stop working at like 4:30? And at 4:30, she said, I think you should probably give up for the day.
Wow. Okay. Sounds like you had a good day then, Justin. Fun day of frustrations.
You know those days where you just feel like you're talking to people and potentially having important discussions, but you don't actually have anything to prove at the end of the day that you did anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've had one of those days where I've got virtually no production to show because I started the day well with my team call at 8:30. I was there ready to go at 8:30, not fighting with teams when I log on at 8:30 and it says join online and you click join online and absolutely nothing happens. And after 2 minutes of refreshing, you send an email to someone else going, can you add me into the call, please? And last week when I tried that, my buddy says, interesting, because it says you're the one hosting the call. Well, I've clicked join, but I haven't joined.
I remember them days.
So we have that call. And then I was like, right, I'm going to have a call with one of our systems engineers because it became very apparent on a call yesterday that we're supposed to go live with our new system in 6 weeks. And they haven't begun to talk about contracts yet, which obviously is the key part of my job role. And I effectively said, look, as things stand, in 6 weeks' time, I cannot go live because I've had no training on this. I haven't been asked to provide the information to anyone. So I don't know how it's going to work. And they went, oh, yeah, you better have some call and get the details through. So I tried calling this guy at 9:00 and he said, okay, I'm just, something's come up. I'm just having to work on that. I'll call you when I'm done. So I did a little bit of invoicing here and there. And anyway, he sends me a message saying, it's going to be a little bit longer than I thought. Don't go anywhere. So he called me at 10:50. And
oh dear,
after 2 hours and 45 minutes of the call, I basically went, yeah, I should have had lunch 10 minutes after you called me. And he went, yeah, I'm also feeling a bit hungry now. Perhaps we should stop, bearing in mind we've only touched 2 out of 5 things that we need to discuss. It's like, yeah, And as well as that, my manager has tried to call me twice while I've been on this call, and every time I've rejected her call because I'm on this call.
Yeah.
So I got off the phone, called her and said, yeah, I haven't had lunch yet. She's like, right, go for lunch. I'll speak to you at 3 o'clock. And then I got off the call from her at 4:30 when she said, yeah, it's probably time for you to stop for the day. So other than a few invoices first thing in the morning, all I've done is talk to other people and tell them what to write.
Wow.
I have had enough of Microsoft Teams, and I would love it if it got deleted from my system.
I'm sure there's many people feel the same way.
Yeah, but I have to accept that because I work remotely, it is a very important tool for people to be able to get hold of me.
Well, yes, of course it is. It's necessary. Otherwise, you'd have to drive to Swindon every day.
Yeah, well, I was going to be expecting to drive to Swindon next week for month end.
Mm-hmm.
But because we change our system in 6 weeks, they've gone, yeah, there's no point in you coming back this week or this month. Just come back for several days next month, for the end of the month, and then for the first couple of days in November. So, yay.
That's good.
And they... and then also come back at the end of November as well.
Of course, yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, maybe I won't come back at Christmas then.
Mm-hmm.
But I still get to have my fun times at the start of October. That's what's important.
Exactly.
So, other than that, that's just been today. But... the past week or so has been good. I've been helping Ruth prepare her house for its valuation tomorrow.
Oh, very good.
We're stepping forward toward getting it up, getting a house on the market.
Excellent.
Scary times for her, and understandably, she's getting a little bit stressed.
Okay.
And
that's understandable.
Yeah, and I keep trying to reassure her. She's done a hell of a lot of work, to the extent where she was working hard in the garden, cutting back all these overgrown bushes and trees, and was just, you know, coming in exhausted and then saying, like, oh, just there's so much to do. And I said, yeah, but this is the problem. While you're working on it, you can't see how much progress you're making.
Mm.
You can just see that it's not finished.
And yeah.
And I said, like, you know, I can see the floor in places that I haven't been able to see before.
That's always a bonus.
That's significant. And then one day she's working on it, sends me a message like, I've had an argument with a bee that's claimed the territory of my bin, so I haven't gone near the bin. And also I found a frog who seemed a bit disturbed, but I'd moved his nest.
Oh, dear.
So I had a day off the other week.
And yeah.
I basically said, is it a day off or a weekend? I don't know. I basically said, right, I am going to just do whatever you tell me to do today. If you say just do the washing up and go out in the garden and do some work, then I'm going to go out in the garden and do some work and do the washing up. So she was cleaning inside the house. I went and did a bit of the garden.
Yeah.
And it mainly consisted of basically sweeping some stuff and pulling up a few weeds and scraping off some moss off the flagstones and whatnot.
Yeah.
But when we finished that, she'd booked a run to the tip, you know, the refuse collection depot. So we started loading up the car ready to go for her first ever trip to the tip.
Wow.
I used to go quite often in Swindon because it was around the corner from the office. But yeah, she's not done this before. So in true style, pretty much every time Ruth and I have tried to do a project this year, it's been on the hottest day of the month. Whether it's doing my loft boards, or cleaning her garden, or even going to the tip. So we're cleaning our garden, stacking everything into bags so that it's able to be put in the back of the car and taken to the tip. Then I just moved everything from one side, swept the floor, moved it to the other side, swept the floor. That's when I found, oh yes, there's your frog. And as I moved some rotten wood that was only in the garden, because that's where I broke it down from a wall unit, we found another frog. So she had two frogs in there. Yeah, we we got back from the tip, and it was the first time she's kind of really looked out in the back garden and gone, okay, yeah, I can see we are making progress. We are doing stuff. And she's been working really hard trying to just make the place as presentable as possible.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I've got some boxes here where I've just said, right, just stick stuff in a box and I will take it to my house, we'll get it out of the house and we'll worry about it later. But it's not then cluttering up your place. And she's reluctant to do that, but she has done that with a few things. So we're moving forward, like I say, that's the important thing. And then I had the quarterfinals of my second Blood Bowl league this week. And
yes,
it was on Sunday. I was thinking about it clearly quite heavily as I woke up at 6:30 in the morning.
Yes.
Unable to rest. And then I made it down to the shop as it opened. And over 4 hours later, the match was finished. Because my God, this guy was slow. And long story short, he beat me due to one player on his team being able to run very far, which I promptly eliminated after he'd scored 2 touchdowns, took him out of the game, and he will not have that player available in the semi-final as a result of it. So he'll probably lose the semi-final.
Okay.
That's good. And then when I tried to do miraculous stuff that if I'd rolled, you know, fewer ones on the dice, or if there was one point where I could have equalized in the last turn of the game, and I rolled fours and fives on a six-sided dice when I needed to, and then the last one I needed a five, I rolled a four, didn't catch the ball, didn't bounce the ball to my catcher, and that was the match over.
Oh dear.
But it was a slog because he was so slow. We had a look at the clock afterwards, and it literally says I spent a total of 1 hour and 29 minutes on my turns. His time taken to play is like over 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So
that's frustrating.
Yeah. When you take your turn really quickly and then you're like, okay, I'll just go and, go out and get a chicken to hatch an egg and rear it by hand. Oh, yeah, okay, is it my turn now?
And, of course, you have to sit there and look at them.
Yeah. Well, it was even to the point of, we get to half-time, finally, after 2 hours, and I said, okay, you're kicking off to me, so I'll let you set up while I go to the toilet. No, he didn't set up. Because I came back, and he hadn't done anything. He was like, right, I'm going to roll some dice, see if my guys wake up from being knocked out. You could have just done that ages ago.
Yeah.
So I was giving him, I was trying to make best use of the time, but he just wasn't going to do anything unless I was there. Anyway, I will have one more game in that league.
Okay.
Because they have got games for the 7th, 8th and 5th, 6th playoffs. So
okay.
I don't know whether I'm in the 7th, 8th or the 5th, 6th. Don't know how it's going to get calculated, but by all accounts, until the semi-finals have been drawn, they won't do the and have been played, they won't know how the playoff places are going to go. But other than that, just been, you know, playing games.
And oh, we know.
Doing stuff.
Every time I go on a PlayStation, there's two people playing a particular game every time. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on the same account as well. Not even both playing at our own houses. We're both playing sat next to each other.
Oh.
So Colin, what have you been getting up to, mate?
Well, as I don't know if I recall telling you 2 weeks ago that we were actually booked in to do our skills demo for operating systems.
Yes.
And we went in today to set up our laptops for Thursday. Of course, the lecturer doesn't show. The lecturer doesn't send an email. So we don't know where he is. He could be kidnapped, whatever. And yes, but the thing is, you're supposed to send them an email when you're not coming in, but they don't do it for you. Anyway, so at just 4 o'clock today, I got an email from one of the other lecturers to say that Brian is out sick and that we're going to have to postpone this week's skills demo. And I don't know what state of play he's in. I'm assuming he's got something like a COVID maybe, because if they're planning that ahead, that far ahead, like 2 days from now, he's obviously not just got a snuffly nose. So, yeah, so that's not going ahead now. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. What can you do? There's not much you can do about situations like that. We just have to wait and see. And apart from that, I'm just happy that it's not sweaty over here now. It's sort of dull and raining on and off all day. So I don't have to sit with... I have fully clothed sitting in the spare room, so that's good. And yeah, apart from that, nothing really... Oh, I went up to my mother's last week, my weekly visit, and yes, she informed me that she had... A few weeks previous that I took the beds apart and took them out of the spare room. So she was getting lino laid in the spare room. And then she informed me that she had got the lino and that she would like me to put the back to beds together. And yes, I was sweating then. But that's all done now. I'm going to text her when we're finished here and ask her, is there any job she's planning for me to do tomorrow night? Or will she just be happy with my presence in the house? Well, anyway.
Hasn't she had you like painting the house and stuff like that in the past as well?
Not really, no. No, I've got away with that stuff now. And yeah, so that's really it. Nothing else to report. I'm just, one of the lectures and I won't be in tomorrow, so I'll be working from home, so maybe I'll edit it, the podcast.
I'll make sure I upload it before I go.
Who knows? Tonight. Who knows? Anyway, so there you go, Justin. I'm in control of steering this ship. Anything to report before we move on, Justin?
No, just weather, man. Weather's getting a bit weird. It's got a bit cooler today. I actually have a jacket on, but last week we were having some torrential rain. First of all, I got a message from Ruth going, oh, it's raining. I looked out the window, I was like, no, it's not. What rain? There's a cat out in the garden, it's all fine. And then about 15 seconds later, there's rain now. That cat run away. And the rain came down very heavy. And
flash flooding?
We got some flash flooding in town because it came down so fast and so heavy.
Yeah.
But, I was just driving down to go to Ruth's and the cars were going through so much water, it was spraying the shop faces on the side of the road.
Yes, we're getting Mediterranean rain downpours. Remember when you go to Spain years ago and all of a sudden the skies would open up and it just thunder down and then five minutes later it would stop.
That only happens on the plane, though, Colin.
Yes, very good, Justin.
I wondered if you'd get that.
The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. Yes, I got it. Thank you, Justin. I'm as sharp as a knife. Anyway, so, Justin, let's get a move on here. And, Justin, what was your last save loaded in the chronological order? You've been playing quite a lot, Justin.
Well, it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of weeks of mainly playing the same game, which is, as you alluded to, Baldur's Gate 3. So I pre-ordered this.
Yes.
We knew that from 2 weeks ago. I didn't pre-order it. I ordered it when if you ordered it early, you could get access to on the Saturday rather than wait till the Tuesday or something like
yeah.
that. So I didn't so much pre-order it as just say I want it now when now is available. And Ruth and I have basically been playing two-player co-op for the entire thing. We've had quite a few glitches. One glitch, which seems to be quite regular, is if you've got a two-player session, one player will be like the lead and it'll be their save file and the second player is just effectively role-playing in their game world. So if we're playing on Ruth's PlayStation under Ruth's profile, my personal profile is irrelevant. That's, may as well be up in the cloud. So we've downloaded that here in case we ever play here with a different set of characters.
All right.
And if you group up party members. So you say you can have four players, four characters in the game, and whoever is the party leader goes and says which ones are going to join the group for the session. And they'll gain control of those characters, so they all follow them around, and in combat they're dictating what actions happen. But if you've got one player controlling three and one player controlling one, there's a lot of going, oh, I haven't really got much to do.
Yeah.
Apart from when you're just generally exploring and you can go wherever you want and do it. So we like to try and get it so that I'm controlling my character plus one of the random party members, and she's controlling her character plus one of the party members, and then we get to eat. But sometimes the game gets a bit confused and it gets a bit stuck on who the active character is, and the only way we can seem to get it to work is to have me quit the game, like turn off my profile, and then log back in again and take control of the character. But when you do that, the second character I was controlling, I'm no longer controlling. So they're either stood like a lemon, not following anyone, and they're just, you know, randomly literally stood still in the world, or they get grouped with the first party member and you go back to that 3-1 situation.
Yeah.
But it's become very clear that whereas when I played Divinity Original Sin, you know, the three of us that were playing that, we were all off doing our own things, and then we come together for fights. The same sort of idea happens in this, that you can have one person like having a conversation with someone and then go, oh, I've just ended up in a fight. Do you want to like find your way to me in the world and come and join this fight while time stands still? And yeah, all right. And then you have other situations where obviously you're working together and you go to the same areas, and then you can set up for a fight. So you can have one person stood around the corner, not engaged in the combat that's about to happen, and then they can get a free shot in when the combat starts.
Yeah.
But they've clearly modified the standard D&D rules. So there's certain types of classes, and some things just don't translate to the video game, so they've modified them slightly, like how the barbarian that I'm using, how that works is different. And it took us a while to work out how to do the multi-classing, so like I have a warlock with a level in bard now, so I can bust out a lute and you know, play a song in the middle of combat whilst I'm smiting people from across the room.
Right.
But for the most part, it's fine. We are finding that it's quite easy to find yourself in areas that you perhaps aren't ready for yet, and you don't know that.
Right.
If you just let things happen, you get wiped out, and then congratulations, you've got game over screen. So you can save scum a lot. You can go, I think I'm going to have a fight. Let's save the game. Yes, I did have a fight. Did we survive? No. Let's load the game. I'm trying to open a chest. I didn't work. I didn't manage to roll a high enough dice roll. Let's load the game. I'll try it again.
How different is this to Divinity Original Sin?
It feels very similar, but okay. The fact that every time you actually do something, rather than it just saying like you passed or you failed,
yeah,
it will actually show a dice on the screen and tell you it wants you to roll a 15.
Yeah.
And you've got these plus one or plus two modifiers, and so it'll roll it on the screen for you, and then the modifiers will come in and it'll tell you whether you've passed or failed.
Yeah.
And it'll tell you if you can re-roll 2-3 times. And for the most part, yeah, it feels very much very, very similar, but it is more naturally using D&D classes rather than Divinity. And
does it look nice?
No, it looks very nice. There's areas where the camera gets a bit frustrated with what you're trying to look at. So you might be trying to say, I want to move to that position, but you've got to spin the camera around to get a wall out of the way so you can then see where you're trying to set. Yeah, it gets stuck a few times.
Right.
And
is it definitely suited more for keyboard and mouse?
I think keyboard and mouse makes life a lot easier, yeah. But obviously, when we're playing on the same PlayStation,
yeah,
we don't have that option. The other thing that I've noticed is if someone is, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but if someone's a casual, right? someone who hasn't had a D&D background, like I watched the PlayStation Access channel play this, and they've had a gimmick. It's kind of been a bit of a running joke where one guy, if he plays a game, is supposed to not play any play with any armor on. So they've got the character all but naked, right? And every time he gets into combat, he's getting hit, and he's going, but you know, I'm not allowed to wear any armor. And on the downside, like I'm thinking, yes, but if you knew that you were going to be having to not wear armor, you could have chosen, for example, barbarian, because then you gain a stat boost for unarmored defense.
Yeah.
But you haven't chosen that, so you're just going with fighter sounds cool, I'll be a fighter.
Yeah.
And you wonder why you're getting hit a lot.
Mm.
So there's a lot that the game doesn't tell you, whereas people that have played D&D will kind of begin to guess these things. Like Ruth's current character is playing as a druid, so she gets to shapeshift and, you know, control a bear or a wolf or whatever. But there were times when she'd move into a position and then go, okay, well, I want to go somewhere else, and hadn't realised that the way D&D works, if someone tries to leave your melee range, you're allowed to have a, what they call like an opportunity attack for their reaction. So she try and move to get out of range of combat because she's getting hit, and as she moves, she gets hit. And that's the same as happening on this Access channel with someone who hasn't played D&D. Now, Ruth has, but not, I don't think she played as that type. But we did have one game where she kind of, she was trying to cast a spell, like a healing spell. And she, I saw it on the screen because I was watching. She had the cursor over her character to heal up, but on the screen, it's got the boss's name. So she healed the boss. Because right, whilst the circle of her cursor was literally over her character,
yeah,
it had somehow decided to clip through her character,
yeah,
and it was highlighting the boss behind it.
Right.
So little things like that are just really frustrating, because obviously she got upset with herself because she's like, right, I've just, you know, just wasted a spell and healed the boss at the same time.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, like I said to her at the time, like I saw you do it. You didn't. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
It just.
It's glitchy.
Well, it has an option to press like the D-pad to auto select different things in combat. When you start getting into a fight with 20 people,
yeah,
you're going to be there for ages, just kind of pressing the button until you find the one you want.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some things that could be a lot easier. And we played it a lot. We're playing for, on average, yeah, we're playing for about an hour and a half to 2 hours per game. And we're still only sort of level 3, level 4 in Act 1. So it has the potential to be a very big game. But we know other people have kind of played less time than us and have rushed much further into the game. So we're just exploring and finding out what's what, and you know, and then going, oh, we're not really suited for this area. Should we try something else?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we are enjoying it, and like I say, we keep playing it over other things when we have the option to game together.
Cool.
So that was my last save loaded. Prior to that, I'm in my house playing Chorus. So I'm now on to Act 3. I don't know how much I've got left in the game. I believe there's only kind of one area of the map still to look at, but I'm getting there. I can see that I wouldn't have to work too hard to platinum this. There would be a bit of grinding with just like finding specific groups of enemies to kill in certain ways, but nothing seems to be too difficult for me to do out of what's left to get.
Yeah.
That game did have a very annoying session where I got to the end of boss, the boss at the end of Act 2, and there was no obvious way to shoot the boss, to the extent of, it has the telltale, hey look, here are some orange bits that you probably want to shoot at. So you shoot at them, but it doesn't tell you, you've got to shoot them all really fast because they regrow. And if you haven't hit them all before the first one's regrown, you'll just be going around in circles for ages. So then when you do eventually take them out, it says, right, you've got to knock the end off this giant tentacle. So you go and shoot the end of the tentacle. Oh, but a nuke has just gone off somewhere in this little game area, and you're going to have to race it inside the tentacle and all the way down to the inside of the tentacle before the nuke hits you. No, that's not going to happen. The long story short, I had to look up a guide and I had to just accept I'm going to die repeatedly every time I try and whittle away at a new part of this boss and have the checkpoint start me back up, you know, ahead of the tentacle now, rather than at the base of it. I'm now at the tip, so I can blow it up and go straight inside it. Yeah, it was just like, there was no helping with that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. That sounds, makes me sound like a very much a hand-holdy type of player. But games these days do really go out of their way to tell you, yes, this is the thing you should be doing next.
Yeah.
And that one didn't. So I played a bit more Kerbal Space Program, just trying to gain more science to unlock better parts and better ships and things.
Nice.
Not spent too much time on that. Then a game I have finished and platinumed is Cat Lateral Damage Re-Meowstered Edition. I bought this for Ruth's daughter.
Yeah.
And as you upgrade your cats, they get faster, so the controls move faster, and they jump hard, higher, and they
turn
faster.
What is it, a platformer?
It's effectively a first-person platformer where you just go and knock things over.
Right.
And by unlocking the extra speed, it got to the point where I think it made her seasick playing it.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But it's finished now, so I haven't deleted it, but I may as well. I also played and finished Toem. So okay. I started this a couple of weeks ago. This is the photograph em up.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the things weren't immediately obvious, but Ruth came over while I was playing it. And she had already platinum the game.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've really seen her have that moment of knowing how to solve a puzzle and watching someone not work it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, she certainly wasn't feeling smug or anything like that, but she was clearly getting frustrated that I wasn't, like, realising, oh, look up, or look in that angle, or something like that. Excuse me. And she'd sometimes try and drop hints of going like, have you tried going everywhere? You know, oh, that sounds like that you're looking for a particularly puzzling situation. I'm like, yeah, I've taken a picture of the puzzling situation, but nothing seems to happen. She's like, but have you shown that picture to the person that asked you to take that picture? I was like,
no.
Oh yeah, I need to go back to the quest giver, don't I?
Yeah.
And then there was one that was like, take a photograph of a epic moustache. And I'm like, I've been everywhere. I can't find the picture of the guy with the epic moustache. And she's like, again, have you tried everywhere? I was like, well, everywhere apart from the room where... Oh, it's the guy that gave me the quest, isn't it?
Classic.
So that game's finished, and it probably was only about 3 hours to get the whole platinum.
Nice.
And yeah, it's cute, it's lovely. What else have I been playing? Ruth and I have been playing a bit of Moving Out 2, enjoying that. Nice to see that we are still able to play co-op games together without any arguments or frustrations. Yeah, great.
Cool.
More of the same of moving out one, really. And I have finally finished and got the platinum on Tabletop Racing World Tour.
Nice. So that's 3 platinums in the last 2 weeks.
Well, it's a month, I suppose.
Month, yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, the Tabletop Racing one, that was one that I decided a while back. I can probably get the platinum, because all it requires is just for you to, like, you know, get a gold rank on every race and then on every special event. And there was one that I effectively worked out the only way I was going to do it was to break the game. By it put us in a race where you start on one half of the map and another car starts on the other half of the map and you have to catch it and hit it.
Yeah.
But if you go around a corner and hit a certain part of the scenery at the right angle, it sends you flying up into the air and basically leaps over half the course. And suddenly you can catch the car really quickly. It took me a long time to get that one and work out to do that. But yeah, so the drift challenges. Oh, some games do drift challenges well. Some games don't.
Yeah.
It's a fine line. The trouble is, as you're upgrading the cars, you're upgrading the handling. And in order to get these drift points awards, you have to manually go back in and downgrade the handling that you've just upgraded for all the normal races so that the car just effectively spins out really easily. And it's really counterintuitive. It's like, oh no, I've upgraded the car, so it's the best car it can be. Yes, but you want it to be the worst car it can be in order that it can drift. Yeah, so that one's been deleted and will never be played again. And I think, did I? Hang on 1 second. No, I didn't put it on there 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks ago. I'm just going to add an extra one on here. I finished Pikmin 3.
Deluxe. Oh, nice.
I was a little disappointed with how short the game was. Because it was only about 12 hours.
Okay.
But I'd just been playing this on my Switch when I was around at Ruth's house and, you know, people are watching the TV and whatnot. I'd just sit there and play a little bit and move on and play a bit more and move on. And then I was like, oh, I finished the game. There was a couple of particularly tough bits, but it gives you the option to just reload days if it's gone badly and start again. I had to reload once or twice, but for the most part, it's just Pikmin, isn't it?
Yeah.
Haven't yet ordered Pikmin 4, but will do, because Ochi looks like a fantastic little hound to have with you. And I've got Pikmin 1 and 2 on the GameCube, but, you know, there is a Pikmin 1 and 2 compilation coming out on the Switch.
Sweet.
So since I'd finished the game that I was playing on the Switch, I needed a new game to play on the Switch. So I stuck Xenoblade Chronicles in there.
Nice.
I can see that being a very big game.
Yes.
And with me playing Baldur's Gate, I have hardly touched it because I don't want to confuse myself with too many game mechanics.
Yeah. Yeah. I can totally understand that one.
But that's it for me. That's a long talk about my games. So, Mr. Colum, what was your last save loaded?
My last save loaded was, well, Animal Crossing about 2 hours ago. But anyway, well, Animal Crossing New Horizons, KK Slider has arrived on my island and the credits roll. So then, now the game really starts to take off, because you can then start to change the look of your island and stuff like that. I have 600,000 bells left to pay off my house, the final extension of the house. I've got a basement, I've got an upstairs, I've got 3 rooms, and yeah, I'm just enjoying that game. So what can I say? I've put it down as complete because the titles
rolled.
Yeah. So and then this morning then I finished the main quest storyline in Hogwarts Legacy.
Lovely.
Absolutely love that game. So I've one or two more quests to do. I think I've only got another side quest left to do, and then I might try and go for the plat. I'll see how achievable that is. There's two boss areas, like they just wave areas they're called. I've completed them, where, you know, different waves of different bosses come in and you have to beat them all. I think there's
boss rushes.
Boss rushes, yeah. So I've done them too. There's only two of them in that. And then I've three more levels to hit the 40 cap level. I think it's level 40. But all your abilities, there seems to be a lot more of them. So I don't know what way that's going to roll. And yeah, really love that game. So I didn't stream that this morning because I didn't want to spoil it for anybody.
Oh, you nice man.
Yeah. So then I tried a bit of Toem on the Game Pass, PC Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because I know Trillium was playing that a few weeks back, and she enjoyed it. So
yeah, and she only played it really because I downloaded it and suggested she would like it.
Hmm. So is this on the premium PS Plus or the extra?
It was a PS Plus monthly a while back.
Oh, was it? Okay. And then I'm just playing a bit more Red Dead 2. I'm on Chapter 6 now. And yeah, I haven't really touched that much in the last week or two. Certainly not in the last week or two. But then I tried some of these, you know, quick and easy plats, for which are part of my extra subscription on PlayStation. So on PlayStation 5, I played Fast and Furious Spy Racers Rise of the Shifters.
That must be the second game, not the game that we watched Tim Hall in play when he was doing his 24-hour
stream. No. This is a kid's game, basically. It's not the Fast and Furious movie franchise we know and love. It is a spin-off of some sort with a cartoonish look. And yeah, that wasn't too hard to get that. I'll check my stats on that one if they come up here on the PlayStation. I'm not sure. Don't think it was that hard. Couple of hours, say 4 hours max, 5 max probably. And then I streamed The Lake, which I played already on the Xbox, so I had to get the plat for that too.
Lovely.
So two plats, not too bad. I'm up to 40 now, I think.
Yeah, good.
Which is good for me, I think.
It is. I don't know what's happened to my voice.
Yeah, I don't either.
I finished the tea I was drinking, so
yeah.
I can't.
All right, your dry throat, yeah. And then I played some Wreckfest on Switch with Jet. I also went back to play Wreckfest on the PS5 to hope to get the plat for that in the next couple of weeks.
Do you need any help with it?
I don't think so, because I would have got all the online trophies from racing.
Good. Because I had to get Ruth to help me with the tabletop racing one, because there was one for Win 20 online races.
Oh, right.
So she kindly downloaded the game and sat in the lobby while I just drove around the track 20 times.
Excellent. Needs must and all that.
So she was going, you can't take 20 races, because we definitely played it before, didn't we? And you must have won some of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't take 20 races, but... Yeah. I've just checked. I'm up to 82 platinums.
Very impressive.
Yeah, but well, I don't have any Game Pass points, you know, whereas you have a few of them.
Yeah. Well, I only use them to save up for Game Pass Ultimate, so for Ryan, really. Yeah, we share, but I mean, it's, you know, save me a few bob, I suppose. So, yeah. So, did you hear about that Microsoft, the leaks and all that stuff that's going around about Microsoft? You know, the acquisition, you know, this document was set free in the internet, and just talk about them bringing out a discless.
It's a very strange console.
Yeah, a dick, yeah. It's... in the end of next year, I think it is.
The Series. Not the Xbox, but the X cylinder.
Yes, that's the one, yes. That looks like do you remember Apple brought out a cylindric PC computer a couple of years back?
I remember when the iPod Nano was like oval.
Oh, yes, yes. So, yeah, discless one. So, yeah, they're obviously, even when you go to CEX now, there's a lot more PS5 4 physical games on the shelves than there is of Xbox, but people are just...
When the Xbox new edition comes out, it's going to have 2 terabytes rather than its current one. It's going to be, you know, more power efficient, but also, like, there's obviously people going, I'm sorry, you're charging the same amount, but you're actually removing the hard, moving the Blu-ray player. What's going on there? It's like, yes, doubling the memory. And also the controller that's going to come with it is going to have haptic feedback and it's going to have rechargeable batteries in it.
Yay!
No more shares in Duracell.
Yes, and it's also going to have Wi-Fi 6, a better Wi-Fi adapter, I believe, because the current one is only Wi-Fi 5.
And it's also going to have the pick up the controller and it will wake up the controller thing rather than having to press a button to turn it on.
Yeah, God, loved them. Anyway, so yeah. So I go on to Twitter comments. Mr. Sobsob at SobsobFather. My wife tried to make out I was unhappy with the gift. I was so grateful for this tweet, a rare win. That's in response to his tweet from 23rd of the 12th, 2022, asking for people's favourite Christmas gifts. His was a frying pan.
Yes. And I remember the tweet when he put it out and said he was making a booner, and it looked very tasty.
It did.
Ian, Bit Dead at Bit Dead 77, another brilliant show at Last Save Loaded. Well, thank you, sir. We do our best.
Thank you, Ian. Always appreciate the feedback. So, the question of the fortnight, seeing that I thought of it this time and Justin didn't. With the start of Silly Season, Colm and Justin would like to know what games are you looking forward to and why. Of course, Justin put in the exclamation marks and all that stuff. So, Dave at Yellowbug 1969, I've just pre-ordered Mortal Kombat 1, so looking forward to that one. No reason other than it's Mortal Kombat. Also looking forward to Forza Motorsports, as much prefer the series over Forza Horizon. Did I say that right, Justin?
You did. I was trying to be silent because I'm rocking backwards and forwards in my chair and it's making very, very funny noises. It just made me think back to when we recorded with you sat next to me and I put you in this chair and every time I was editing it was like...
I'll sit on the floor the next time.
No, you won't. We might not be able to record next... No, I suppose we will. Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul, at just... I'm going to say this properly this time, because we always say at just underscore wondering underscore, but it's at just underscore W0 undering underscore.
Very good.
He says, I am looking forward to the new Assassin's Creed Mirage, as I like the series and also The Lords of the Fallen. I enjoyed the first one in the series, a very good Dark Souls type of game, and of course the long-awaited Alan Wake 2. So, Alan Wake 2, if I recall, that's... People are moaning about that because it's supposed to not be getting a physical release.
That is correct, yes. It's a digital only.
Yeah, so... You know, people. I just love it when people start going, oh, I'm going to boycott this games company if they're not releasing physical. I'm going to go to PC. Yeah, okay, go to PC. And how are you going to get your games on a PC? You're going to buy them on Steam. How? Yeah. Digitally.
Games on PC have been digital for the last 12 years at least.
Well, yeah, last time I knew someone buying a laptop, it didn't even have a CD drive in it.
No, mine doesn't, no. And the majority of my games I have played this year are digital. Now, that says it all. And they're not just on Steam either. There's one Origin. Physical. Origin, yeah. I have access.
Epic Store.
Oh god, yeah, Epic Store. I just took Epic off my PC because they just give you free games and you never get to play them. So I just stopped.
Just like Game Pass. And,
Yeah. Too many games, not enough time to play them. So yeah, so the majority of my games have been digital. So I mean, we've known for years it's been coming. So anyway, Martin, controller nerds at the Hazardous,
yeah.
Yeah. The only one I can think of right now is Lies of P. Smiley face with love hearts.
I am aware of the name Lies of P. I'm aware this game, I think, came out this week or is coming out. Yeah,
it's out today or yesterday. I'm not sure.
And all I've seen is a tweet that showed someone opening doors, Bloodborne style.
Yeah, it is pretty much Bloodborne.
With a left arm that looks mechanical. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Ruth said to me this morning, she's like, I don't think I'm going to play Liza P. It looks a bit scary.
Yeah. I was looking at a review on YouTube and it basically said it's very Bloodborne-ish. It's more Bloodborne-ish than it is Dark Soul-ish.
Okay, yeah.
And there's difficulty spikes where it's not constantly hard, where you feel like a boss 1 minute and then you get your ass handed to you coming up to a smaller boss or whatever. So yeah, they did say it was good, but it's basically Pinocchio, the story of Pinocchio in a Dark Souls environment. This is an update on my friend Carlos, who loves his Elden Ring as much as you do, Justin, or did. He got the 1000G on Elden Ring.
Yes.
On his Xbox, right? And I said to him, he's playing it again for the seventh time. He is 67 days playing this game.
Wow, that's a bit much.
But in respect to the man, he has, you know, he's determined. He plays a game, he likes it, he doesn't move away. I gave him a lend on my PS4. Well, he has it over there now, my Pro. And he's platinumed Bloodborne. So much yes. So, I got him to DLC for his birthday. So if he's not playing Elden Ring, he's playing Bloodborne.
But is he playing it on your account?
Oh no, he got his own account now. I just have my account on his PS5, so he can download it and play it. If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sharing. So anyway, so he loves it. He loves Bloodborne. So I told him about Lies of P. So he said, I told him about Starfield first. I said I'd say you like that game. He hates dialogues. He hates dialogues in games. He just wants to get to the action. He doesn't like stories, but apparently he's after giving another go and he's deep into it now. So because he loved Mass Effect, he loved the Mass Effects like yourself, Justin. In fact, Sandra says to me, why are your friends always a bit like me? They don't drink.
Like you or like her?
Like her. They're sensible. They don't drink. And they, yeah.
Well, maybe that's why we're your friends. Because you like her and then you like similar people.
Must be.
You've got a type column.
Oh, excellent.
Indie Owly says, I'm a big fan of Tintin and have been eagerly awaiting Tintin Reporter Cigars of the Pharaoh November 7th, especially given the studio worked on an Alfred Hitchcock property with their game Vertigo, which was amazing. I'm surprised Indie Owly hasn't said here, I'm looking forward to the next Broken Sword.
Because well, yeah.
There's a new one.
Yes, there is a new one. Yes, he did tweet something about that. Yes, he does love his indies. So, Mark C. Just a few icons there. There's one joystick. Is that a pram?
So it's a whale.
A whale. Yeah.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Thank you. You could probably just scroll over it and tell you, wouldn't it? I think that's a console.
It's a whale, a cat, a controller, a joystick, and a disk drive, a floppy disk.
Okay, thank you. Eld Gamer. At Eld Gamer. So, probably the original Tomb Raider remasters, Starfield and Baldur's Gate 3, were the others I was looking forward to, but they are out now. So, what's your thoughts on the original Tomb Raiders coming to Switch?
I'm indifferent to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm impressed that they've decided not to give her triangular breasts. No, I did watch the video where they showed like original footage versus new footage, and excuse me, and it just looks like they've gone, oh yeah, we had very defined edges on everything before, like hard polygons. Now we're just going to smooth that over a little bit.
Yeah, giving it a lick of paint. I'm curious if they're going to, you know, make the controls smoother, because let's be honest, the PS1, she was quite janky the way she walked and stuff.
Yeah,
be curious.
But I won't be ordering them. I mean, I've still got PS1 games of two of them, I think, somewhere.
Right, nice, cool.
Controller, joystick, Wouter, alien, level 41 at the real Wouter. Hogwarts Legacy on the Switch, because it's an awesome game, and now it's portable.
Well, it's portable on the Steam Deck too.
I was just about to say, comments, Colin.
Good, I got there before you for once. Yeah, well, I mean, I could have got it on the Steam Deck, but I prefer to watch it on the bigger screen. Slightly bigger screen. So, gaming snips and bits at GSAB_tweets. At the moment, the main one is probably Stalker 2, as I really enjoyed the previous releases. Not so much the bugs, though. Also, update 17 for Elite Dangerous looks like it could be good, although it's not exactly a new game. So, Justin, will this sway you to go back to Elite Dangerous?
I mean, I still have Elite Dangerous up. Installed, but I believe they stopped updating the console version when they brought out the Horizons expansion.
Okay.
So basically, like, they aren't moving it forward anymore. So they might be doing some like little updates, but
yeah,
on the whole, they were only really continuing with PC. And I'm not going to buy it on PC because I'm not going to sit in this little room playing games when I could be in other rooms playing games.
Exactly. Okay, thank you very much, Justin. Podcast mentions, hear us out, Game Burst, 6 minutes with Film Guff, Lapse Gamer Radio, Seal Podcast. So, Justin, have you anything to add before we bugger off?
No. Just to say that we'll be recording our next show. The next show should be, ordinarily, the first week of October, and then you're here at the end of the second week, so We'll probably be doing a live game chat in a couple of weeks, but we'll have another recording session in the meantime. I'm looking forward to that too.
Excellent. So, Justin, where can people find you?
Well, they'll find me on Twitter or X, but Twitter, because obviously that's what it's called when we refuse to acknowledge X, with @onyasix. The show is @lastsaveloaded. You can email me lastsaveloaded@gmail.com.
Exactly.
And I do now, not that I'm really using it much, but I do now have a profile on that there place where the sky is blue.
Okay, blue sky.
Blue sky.
Is that owned by Sky?
No. No. And I am on your six at on blue sky. So yes, you can find me that. What about you, Colin? Where will people find you?
Thought you'd never ask, Justin. You can find me at MultiPlatman. I won't be going near a sky or blue unless I'm dead. And hopefully that's up in the sky and not down to hell. And you can find me on twitch.tv/Psalm67, where I will be streaming something tomorrow morning other than Hogwarts. I should be streaming Tumbleweed.
That would be handy to tell people when the show comes out next week.
Park. Yeah, I suppose it would be. Yeah, anyway. I'll be doing a Tumbleweed Park, I think it's called. Anyway, it's not supposed to be a very long game, so that would be nice. So, Justin. Say goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
Goodbye, Justin.
That was faster than I expected. I thought you'd wait until half past.
Well, I was waiting till half past, but it's 17:29, so I mean, what's a minute between friends, as they say? How's it going, Justin? I can feel a rant coming on.
No. No?
Okay, rants. Right. No rants,
just
okay.
Depressed talking.
So, the usual.
Yes, it's a standard week.
Excellent. So, shall we get this show on the road, as they say?
Yeah, if you're ready.
I'm ready. 3, 2, 1...